Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On Friday, I had a situation start developing. Now, look, I don't get to live very much these days. I am locked inside this house. A fun weekend for me consists of hanging out with the in-laws who I love, but we'll take Oliver over there 90% of the time, and there's another couple who has a daughter our age that we hang out with. That's it. That's it. Maybe an occasional dinner here and there if I can get Michael Irvin and RJ out, but that's once in a blue moon. We had a show dinner as well. But on Friday, I got an invite to go to this new restaurant from Salt Bae. Salt Bae, for anyone who doesn't know, is this dude that opens up these steakhouses, and he goes and he's like shooting a jumper of salt on your meat with his fancy machete, cutting up all the steak out there. He makes a show of it. He's got his sunglasses on, his little white t-shirt, a ribeye necklace, and he's worth $70 million. So I was like, okay, let's do it. Let's go to the restaurant on Friday, please. Now, the issue was getting a babysitter, getting someone to watch Oliver. Not just Friday, but Saturday, because that was our initial plan. We were going out on Saturday. She's, you know, meeting with her bridesmaids and eating lunch and doing all that. And we had someone for Saturday, but we're like, can we ask Grandma for one more night? So this is the first criticism of my weekend. My father with the guilt trip. Oh, you just give them away for 2 days? The people who tell you, I swear I could write a book on fatherhood and all, not how to do it, but all the things that are told to you that are absolute garbage and BS, and the things that should have been told to you, I could write a real book on. The amount of people who go, hey, Pops,
make sure you take some time for yourself. Make sure you guys get away and still remember that you're a couple. Make sure you guys have a random date night here and there.
And then when you do it, I get this guilt trip. First off, when we drop him off, we always drop him off like at his bedtime. We keep him until 6, go over there, BS with the parents for a little bit, catch up, put him to sleep at 6:45. He's gone till 7 in the morning.
God, so he goes to bed early. Man. We either did it wrong, or my ex was just dead set on spending so much awake time with that kid, our kids. My kids' bedtime was like 9 o'clock.
Well, that's what they put them down. You either go by feel right, or you go by the book, these scheduled programs. We tried going by feel early on, and then I'm like, this is a disaster. We don't know what we're doing. He has no schedule. That's the other thing everyone says.
You got to have a schedule.
Have a schedule. Have a schedule. And then I have a schedule, and the grandparents always yell at us, why are you always trying to put him to sleep? Why you don't want him out there with you? I'm like, he's a terror if he doesn't have sleep. It's crazy with babies, and you all know this better than me. The more they sleep, like the more often they sleep, like they have a better overnight sleep. You'd think it'd be opposite. Like a lot of times when he skips a nap or doesn't sleep well, then he's going to be a pain in the butt waking up here and there. So they try to keep him up nonstop. We try to keep him on a schedule, but my dad in this guilt trip, oh, you know, me and your mother, we raised you two. And I said, what do you mean you raised? You didn't change two diapers.
Dad, you were never there.
You were never there. He coming home from the hospital at 7 p.m. each night. I'm like, well, what did you have to do? You got out of the house. You got to go to work. Going to work as a parent, in my opinion, that's a vacation. That's an escape. I'm trapped in this house 24/7 for an entire year, basically. I can't go anywhere. I'm like, you weren't around, and I had a babysitter.
You were.
So shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I need a break. So we drop him off. Thanks to the grandparents. Love y'all. And then I go to this restaurant. I knew I was in trouble when I walked in, ordered a drink, and it was $16 for my vodka soda. Six. I ordered
a
vodka soda.
It was a double,
soda.
Right? It was a double?
No, it was not a double.
Always
vodka
for
soda,
Sean.
Vodka tonic. Bam. $32. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, my Lord. And they have like a nightclub scene and everything. And I see Avery Johnson walking out and I'm like, hey, what's up, coach? You know, he gives me like the elbow.
No.
He wasn't going to touch my hand. Well, Avery was up in there. This opening weekend, so Salt Bae's there. You know, I'm not going to this place if Salt Bae isn't there. You got to get the photo, right? You got to get the yeah. This fool has made $70 million off of an Instagrammable moment. That's all it is.
That's it.
He comes by. His role there, when they bring the steak out to you, he comes up and he slices it, throws the salt, walks to the next table. Slices it, throws the salt. He has his own salt holder. Did you see
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I did. I did. That guy
that's
is definitely.
Pim. I mean, that's how you know you're the man.
That guy is definitely putting Salt Bae's salt holder on his resume. Like 100% chance that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
This guy is. He sexualizes meat. Hang on, let me rephrase that. He sexualizes steak.
Huh?
I know, right? And he's sitting there like rubbing. You see these videos of him. He rubs the steak, and then he slowly chops it along the bone.
Yeah.
And then he carves it up, flattens it out, and rubs the salt all over top of this thing. Which, by the way, I don't know. I don't too much salt with your meat. I don't know. I don't know if I like that or not. I'm not a high salt guy.
Right. You're supposed to salt it like after you cook it for like the final droplets. But we went there and I still don't understand the menu. Like RJ said, how much is a usual filet? I don't know. Like it appeared like it was family style. I didn't get it. There was something called spaghetti steak. It was a $30. Here's the way I'll describe it. Steakhouses in general are super expensive. We all know this. This was double any steakhouse pricing. Double it. $30 burger. $1,000, $3,000 options for gold wrapped steak.
That's just
stupid. They basically get some freaking glitter, and I didn't get that. But people are, you know, just throwing. They're. It's a show. It's Disney World.
They like make a steak once, and then run down the street to Michael's to get some glitter for the top of it.
Yes. So I will say this: my restaurant review of it is the steak was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was seasoned perfectly. It was cooked great. We got a couple sirloins and a couple ribeyes, and they were. I can't say enough good things about that. The sides, so small, like you finish the first bites of steak, your sides are gone. They're out of there. The wine was stupidly priced. This bill was.
Wait, let us guess. Let us guess. How many people are at the table?
See, okay, real quick. Sides are supposed to be huge. That's
yes.
an American thing. This guy's from Turkey. That's what this yeah. is. This is why those Europeans are so skinny. Because they don't really eat. They don't ever eat. They eat small portions. Small portions for the birds.
Protein with the meat and like no potatoes. Very small. So we had two groups of like five separated. So 10 people total.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a Cowboys rookie dinner. hold on. Okay, so I was going to say a four-digit number. I'm going to bump that up to, I'm going to go just under a four-digit number. Let me say, give me 7,200.
7,200 for 10 people? Dang. All right, what do you think, Choppy?
Can't be that much. Can't be $500 a person.
I'm considering alcohol and everything on top.
Yeah, knowing that crew. I don't even know the other nine people.
No, knowing Sean.
I don't even know the other nine people, but I'm going to guess with Sean. I'm just going to extrapolate out. I'll say 4,500.
RJ wins about that price range.
Oh, my God.
It's about that price range. Now, I will say we had a super connection, so like some of that was taken off, you know, restaurant industry people.
Well,
so I did not sit there.
They discounted the chives.
I didn't.
Wait, do you feel bad walking in a restaurant like a steakhouse like that? It's like, industry discount, please.
Yeah, industry discount. So this is all anyone wanted to talk to me about over the weekend. So after that, we went and had a couple drinks somewhere else. Dez Bryant was in there. I said, what's up to Dez? Jamal Adams was meeting Dez. So I saw Dez and Jamal Adams Friday night.
Real quick, was it easy to get around Jamal Adams? Because you weren't a ball carrier? Easy just kind of get around.
I know. Amanda always says to me, or people always go, do you think they know who you are? And I was like, no.
No.
Absolutely not. They don't know who I am. If they did know who I was, both of them would throw their drinks in my face. Both of them would give me black eyes from the ice cubes thrown right into my dome because of the things I've said about both of them. So, no, they have no idea who I am. But that's all anyone wanted to talk to me about over the course of the entire weekend. That's it, was Salt Bae. That's all anyone wanted to talk about. And I got a couple tolos. Getting up in my financial business on Facebook, like, oh, I thought y'all were just saying on the radio that, you know, you can't make good money in your profession. Oh, must be nice. First off, you don't know who paid what, number one. Number two, we all spend on things. Well, I guess first off, my finance is none of your damn business, so keep your nose out of it. Number two, we all spend on certain things. Have you seen the way that I dress? I was gonna ask,
did they let you in wearing jeans and flip-flops?
Have you seen where I live? I don't collect cards. I don't have a ton of different hobbies. I love food and I love going out. That's my weakness. If I wanted to spend that amount on it and I don't spend on anything else, live this luxurious lifestyle, that's my business. But for people to be like, oh, must be nice, must be this, must be that, you don't know the circumstances of the situation. Stay up out of my finances and my wallet, man. Are you kidding me?
It's about what you want to pay for. Everybody, there are people.
I'm going to pay for food. I'm going to pay for my television. And I'm going to pay for my couch. And that's it.
Yeah, look.
Done. That's my list.
There are people who have Cowboys season tickets who have no business having Cowboys season tickets in terms of the money they make. You would think it would be a poor financial decision. But they find a way to pay for it. I don't have $10,000. If they said, my ex-wife does. She's got it all. If they said, you can play Augusta National tomorrow, it'll cost you $10,000, I will register for a credit card and find a way to pay for it. I will find a way to pay for it to play Augusta National tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't have it, but I would find a way because it's something I want to do. And if it's something you want to do, you'll find a way to pay for it.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing, fan text.
Here we go.
Sean, you could have used the Amex Gold. You would have gotten four times the points on that one. our guy, 337. It's embarrassing you go to places like this that famous people go to, not cool. Dude, you are wrong. It is cool to go to these places. It's cool to live like that. We should want to live like the 1%. I want to live like the 1%. I don't want to live like the 99%. I already am living like the 99%. Why would I want to go and live like I already do? No, I want to live like I'm not. That's what you want to do. Nobody goes to Vegas and says, man, I am going to Vegas to stay at the Golden Nugget.
That's right.
No, you want to stay in the penthouse of the Bellagio or the Cosmo. You can't afford it, but that's where you want to stay.
All right, boys, let's hit up the roulette reel at Binion's.
Yeah, you don't want to stay at Binion's.
No.
You stay there because you have to.
That was my Friday night, dealing with my father and the guilt trip, and then some of the tolos talking about radio money. Look, we're in the number five. First off, I don't really want to go back down that road of RJ and I living with our parents for the first 5 or 6 years out of college.
Seven years,
but that's normally what it's like for everyone while you're living in Timbuktu. So that was my Friday. Maybe I'll tell you about my Saturday. with Derrick Henry and Zeke a little later on in the UFC recap.
Stop sounding that way. Quit doing that with your voice.
You're supposed to play that music in the background. Is it Duffy or who's the rich couple we play when we do that music for the McMansion?
Reinhold.
Oh, Reinhold.
Reinhold.
Yeah. When Sean goes out and hangs out with all the celebrities. Hello, Reinhold. How are you doing? Buffy's not here right now. She's on the balcony with Zeke being groped.
No. Why don't we go there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.